Hi, it's April 15, the day in 1912 when the Titanic sunk at 2:20 in the morning, around 3 hours after hitting the iceberg on her maiden voyage.
The boats contained just 705 survivors. Everything was quiet, calm, and orderly. It was too soon to explain and too late to cry.
Tragic moment in history. A change in pace, Donald Duck's nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, made their cartoon debut in 1938. And you'll remember this from a couple of years ago, the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in 2019.
It was, said the president, a part of France that burned today, a part that stood here for 800 years.
Birthdays, rock and roll legend Marty Wilde is 82, had a couple of hits in the 60s, but really excelled as the songwriter and producer for pop sensation daughter Kim Wilde.
We are a strange family in some ways, very music and art orientated, artists or singers.
Happy birthday to Aussie comedian Kim Gingell. He's 69.
And I was really hungry, so I had some Cocoa Pops.
Dame Emma Thompson turned 62, famous for roles in Sense and Sensibility, Saving Mr. Banks, and the Nanny McPhee movies.
You are the end of the story.
Australian country music great Lee Kernaghan is 57, won a stack of golden guitars, had a heap of hits, but this is still his signature song.
We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town. Well, the dog's in the bag and the foot goes down.
A little younger is former model and pop singer Samantha Fox. She's 55 today. Seth Rogen is 39, quite a few movies to his credit now, but says the highlight was providing a voice for the Lion King remake.
As a kid, I never thought I would get to be in it, so that's like an exciting thing.
And happy 31st to Emma Watson, was in Little Women and Beauty and the Beast, but best known for her role in the Harry Potter movies.
That's a real spell. Well, it's not very good, is it?
Finally, and while we're talking witchcraft, Elizabeth Montgomery was born on this day in 1933. The nose-twitching star of Bewitched died aged 62 in 1995.
I am going to give you 3 seconds to explain this lunacy, and then I'm going to let you have it.
Remembering Elizabeth Montgomery on April 15.